you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
Hello, beautiful people.
Yo, you know you get old when any movement you make like a grunt.
Sound. Nigga, it sucks.
That's how you know that you're getting old.
Sadness.
What's up, my people? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory. And today, we are celebrating... the amazing, the beautiful, my baby mama, Haiti Baby. We're celebrating her birthday.
Yes.
Pisces season is upon
Pisces
us.
Pisces season, bitch. What's going on?
I'm not crazy about them, but I love a whole bunch of them, so I don't know.
People that say they're not crazy about someone means they really love us.
You guys are very difficult. You can be very difficult.
In what regard? What's difficult?
I don't know. I don't know.
So, 222, peep the balloons in the back that Dory gifted me. 222 is considered an angel number. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you know what it means? I have
abundance.
No idea. Abundance. Okay. Well, it has brought me no luck. I remember in 2022 when it was the whole 2-22-22.
Oh, gosh.
No one believed it was my birthday. They're like, oh, is it really your birthday? Are you making it up? Like, why would I make up my birthday 2-22? Like,
that's insane.
No, it's really my birthday, guys. Yeah, so.
It is.
I don't know how I feel. I don't get excited about my birthday. I haven't gotten excited about my birthday in a long time.
I have to change that.
I don't feel old. I mean, I'm old for certain things, of course, but I don't feel old. Definitely don't look old. Nobody believes that I'm going to be 39 years old. Well, then I'm 39 years old, but I guess that's what's important. That's what's important, right? Not feeling it.
Right. They always say age is more about how you feel rather than... how old you physically are.
I'm like, yo, I'm halfway there. I'm like halfway done with my life.
Oh, don't say that.
Isn't that scary?
It is.
I don't like to see it that way.
I don't like to see it that way because this is like the whole glass half empty, half full.
But statistically, right? Like if I make it to 80, it's a blessing.
Right.
So... let's say that, how long does the average, like, what age does the average woman live? Let's look it up.
I would say 85. Curious. For women, 85. For men, 75.
Average age for a woman. Life expectancy, around 79 years old. So I'm halfway through my life.
What was it? What was the number?
79. 79 years old. Now, for a Spanish woman, is that a white woman or a Spanish woman or just
79?
Because it depends too. It depends. A 39-year-old white woman would probably look 50 right now. Am I lying? You're surrounded by like white people out here.
Yeah.
They younger than us and look older than us.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
Sorry, guys.
You guys age terribly.
Yeah, but you guys, yeah.
We do love y'all. Y'all great.
Yeah. It's for, let me give a disclaimer because I know we do have some white listeners, some white viewers. This is jokes, people. We fuck around. We joke around on this podcast. We talk shit. You have to decipher what's the truth from what's fiction on here.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
What's going on with you? How's your week been?
My week has been very busy. And I just don't want to do nothing.
I don't want to do
like,
shit.
Like, oh my God. Like, I'm just... February in general has been so busy for me. I feel like I've been booked up 7 days a week all month.
And we've got that extra day. We've got the extra day this month.
Yeah, an extra day to work fucking harder, I guess.
One more day to just work. Like, oh gosh.
Right, because it's a weekday.
So can we get off?
Can we just get like an extra day between Saturday and Sunday?
Right. Like, because technically we don't have this day every year. So can we just get it off? Like, can it just be a holiday? Why should we work on leap year? Like, come on.
Think about those poor children that only celebrate their birthday once every 4 years. Just think about them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No.
They age like dogs.
Oh, wait. There's like a hair on my lip. I'm sorry. I can't get it off.
Woman problems. Guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. You can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there, but I'm sure you already know that. So, yeah. This week, I have a little story time tea. And you know some of the tea, but new developments have taken place in the last 48 hours, I believe. 72 to 48 hours or so. So
okay.
She's going to find out the new developments along with you guys. So about 2 to 3 weeks ago, an ex-boyfriend of mine found me on Twitter. Yes, on Twitter.
Wait till you hear this. Just wait.
And I just want to say that I will keep the name anonymous to protect the parties involved. I will not mention the name of the party of the person involved in this story time. But I had to share because the way the story, the way it transpired was just so weird that I had to share it on the podcast. So anyway, I had an ex-boyfriend find me on Twitter after years of not having any contact with one another. So this was a boyfriend that I had for a couple of months when I was young. I was like 16, 17 years old. Do you even count boyfriends that we had when we were that age?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, yeah. So whatever. So we were in high school together. We were friends. We had, I think, like a class or two, if my memory serves me correct. We had about a class or two together. Anyway, we were friends. We were cool. He was super funny. I've always been attracted to sense of humor. So funny guys. So he was super funny. Anyway, he ended up telling me that he liked me or whatever. And I was like, all right, let me give it a chance, whatever. I'm attracted to him. We are friends. We are cool. And it was cool, you know, little date things that we did. Like, I went to his house a few times. Like, we hung out on lunch and in school and shit like that. Anyway, we ended up breaking up. I ended up breaking up with him. I was young. I was like, I want to explore a little bit more. Like, you know, I was just...
Normal
stuff that you want to do at that age. Like, you don't want to be locked down to one person. He was very... I could tell that his feelings were very, very, like, involved and very intense at that age. So I try to break up with him amicably. You know, like, listen, we're going to be leaving high school. We're graduating, like... You know, let's just explore. I don't really remember really how I broke up with him, but I know that I just ended up breaking up with him. Anyway, high school passed, grew up, you know, life just took its turn or whatever. Throughout the years, we've never kept contact, but he would find me some way, somehow. Like the leap year, every 4 years, he would find me somewhere. So like one time he found me like on a dating site. And he hit me up on there. And then he was still like stuck in the past. Like, I'm in love with you. I want to be with you. And I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, listen, it's not going to happen. Like, you know, whatever. I try to be cool with him again because we were friends. Just wasn't happening. Fast forward to 3 weeks ago. So I tweeted some silly shit on Twitter, just like everyone else that participates in Twitter bullshit does. I tweeted something about guys with colored eyes. Like, damn, I haven't seen... Do guys with colored eyes still exist? Because I haven't seen any guys. So he quote tweeted my tweet. and, you know, said, yeah, we still here, something like that. But I didn't know it was him until he DM'd me. And he was like, oh, shit, like, is this who I think it is or whatever? And when I saw the picture, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I was like, oh, shit, what's up, whatever. It had been years, though, since we've spoken. So he goes on to tell me that he's been looking for me online, on Facebook, on everything for the past 4 years.
Because this is the leap year again.
You guys, I am not even exaggerating. He was like, I've been looking for you for the past 4 years. Like, how are you? How you been? Like, I've never stopped thinking about you. He's like, you made my day. Like, he was just super excited to have found me again. From the last time I spoke to him, which I'm pretty sure has been more than 4 years, to now, I'm thinking maybe he's changed. He's grown up a bit. You know, he won't be like so aggressive and so pushy the way he was the last time I spoke to him. Huh? Boy, was I wrong. So I was just like, hey, how are you? You know, very, you know, chill. How are you? How you doing? I know he had a son. So I was like, how's your son? You know, how's the family or whatever, whatever. And he's like letting me know, yeah, I'm good and this and that. And then he just goes on to talk about high school. Listen, guys, I'm one of those people that I don't give a fuck about anybody from high school. I really don't. I don't give a fuck about none of those people from high school. I don't think I speak to, like one person that I went to high school with. Everybody else, I don't give a fuck about. That was years ago. Anyway, so he goes on to say, talk about high school and things that transpired when we was in high school and this and that. And I'm like, listen, that was a long time ago. I was very young. I was a kid. I might have acted like I was older, but I was a kid. I'm not that person anymore. Like, I'm not even the same person that you spoke to 4+ years ago. Whatever. All right, all good. So then, whatever, he goes on to say, the next day, he hits me up again, and he says, you know, are you ready to settle down? Like, are you ready to be with me? Something to that effect. Am I ready to settle down and be with him and stop trying to be a city girl or something? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, he was like, oh, then he had the audacity to say that in high school I was a city girl before city girls were out. I was like, excuse me? Like, wow. I never. Anyway, so he's like, you ready to, you know, be with me and stop being a city girl or something? And I'm like, listen, you're asking for too much of me. And he tells me, he proceeds to say that he's still in love with me, that he's never like met anybody like me in all his years. And I'm like, dude, it's been like 20 years. You don't even know what it's like to be with me now. You don't even know what it's, and this is serious though. Like, you don't know what it is to be with me now as a grown woman, as an adult. You haven't seen me. You haven't chilled with me. We haven't had conversations. Nothing as an adult. You're like, you're stuck and infatuated with somebody that you knew years ago. Yeah. That's not me anymore. I don't think the same. I don't act the same. Nothing is the same from 16, 17 year old me. So how can you even, I was like, I could be a piece of shit for all you know. I could really
be a scammer. Run.
I could really be a piece of shit. Like, I don't get it. Anyway, he was like, yeah, we're on two different pages or whatever. So he proceeded to unfollow me because he had followed me on, you know, on Twitter. He had followed me on Instagram. So he proceeded to unfollow me on everything that he had followed me on. He unfollowed me on Twitter. He unfollowed me on Instagram. I think he followed the pop page. I don't know. He just unfollowed me from everywhere. So he unfollowed me, but he proceeded to still watch my shit and DM me based on what I was posting.
What the fuck was the point of that?
So he hit me up the other day. I had posted something.
Is this the update?
This is the update. So 2 days ago, I posted something on my story about, it was something to the effect of closed mouths don't get fed. It was something like that. And he responded to it and he was like, yeah, closed mouths don't get, no, before, I'm sorry, let me rewind. Before that, he hit me up. He will always hit me up in the middle of the night. And he said,
you're probably married.
He was like, oh, you have Dominican.
Oh, yeah, he definitely married twice.
He hit me up saying something, and I want to read it exactly how it was said, but he said something like, you played me. I was so excited to find you after all these years. And you played me. Oh, he said, you really played me. I was so happy to find you and talk to you again. Guess we on two different types of time. I'm confused because I'm like, okay, how? So I'm like, how did I play you? No response at all. Okay, whatever. He never responded to it. I was like, all right, fine. So yesterday, I had put something about closed mouths don't get fed. Something to that effect. He replies to it again. And he's like, closed mouths don't get fed. That's why I had to tell you that I was infatuated with you. And I just had to tell him, like, your behavior is super weird. I'm like, I can't believe you were searching for me for 4 fucking years just to act so weird.
Right.
Because I think that's just such weird behavior. And even if you wanted to attempt to reignite whatever, listen, it happened with Nelly and Ashanti. It happened with J-Lo and Ben.
I'll see you in 13 years, baby.
You never know. You just never know, right? Sometimes the universe works in very mysterious ways, right? You just never know.
Imagine you end up marrying this guy. Huh? Imagine you end up marrying this guy.
I can't because I see him as weird now. Like, I can't get past the just being weirded out by his behavior. Because if I was like, yo, if you would have approached me a different type of way, you know what I'm saying? Like a grown man, it would have been like, listen, I still always had a thing for you, but let me get to know you now. Let me get to know Haiti the woman now. You know what I'm saying? Now that we're older, let's start off as friends the way we had started 20 years ago. Let's do that. Then maybe I would have been like, ah, you know what? Because I do know that he was cool back then. So he's probably even cooler now that he's an older man. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking to myself, maybe. You never know.
Maybe he grew up.
Maybe he grew up. I'm
but
thinking.
But he didn't.
But every time he come around the leap year, he's the same and even worse. Because it's like, what do you want from me? What do you want? And I'm like, and it's crazy to say this. Like, I'm glad I don't give him so much information about myself as far as like, you know, where I work, where I live or whatever. Because it's like, you'll kind of just be kind of, I feel like you would be kind of stalkerish.
Yeah, definitely. I see that.
Yeah, like there's, I feel like just that's
just the fact
too much.
That he like, he looks for you. So he looks for you. He finds you. And how does he lose you again?
He loses me because he acts weird.
It's
he
like the whole thing is fucking weird.
Weird. Like, if he listens to this or watches this, I just need you to stop being weird with me. Why are you being weird to me? I don't understand. Like, If it's an anger because I don't want to be with him type shit, you know what I mean? Like I said, let it happen organically. You know, like I said, I never know what's going to happen. I really don't know what the universe has for me. You know what I'm saying? So just let it happen naturally and stop being weird. And just now I'm just like, now it's messed up because now I'm never responding to him again. I'm never responding to him again.
See, look at that.
I can't.
You it's fucked just up before you even started. How do you do that? How you lose before you start?
Yeah, I guess he was feeling a way that I didn't want to, like, I don't know, respond to him quickly or just wasn't being as responsive or wasn't giving him all my attention. Like, that's a lot to ask for a motherfucker coming back in my life after years.
Right.
That's crazy.
Like, it's like right away, too. Because, I mean, fuck, wait he 6 probably, months.
He probably like, yo, I know you for 20 plus years. Like, I have seniority in your life. Like, you need to respond to me.
Nah,
quickly.
It don't work like that.
It doesn't work that way. But, oh, and then one of the things that he said to me, he was never the type to be like, oh, you know, you gotta buy me things or do things for me. He was always the one that wanted to like splurge on me and shit like that. He's like that. He's very generous that way. And he was asking me, oh, when you taking me out? Oh, when you taking me here? Wait, what? When am I taking you where, sir? I was like, yo, get off my phone with that shit. I'm not taking you anywhere, sir. Please. But that's my story time this week. Story time with Haiti. It's been a while since I've had a story time, but that was what has taken place in my life in the past couple of weeks. And just
stop being a weirdo, guy.
Has that ever happened? Has that ever happened to you? Like, someone just from your past just comes back in the picture and it's just,
yeah, all the weird. Time. Well, no, not that. It's not really weird. It's just like, it's very flirty.
I don't give, you know what it is? I don't spin blocks, so I really don't. I don't really give that attention, like, the second time around, I guess. So I don't mind being, you know, I'm cool. So I don't mind if you were someone in my life at some point. I don't mind, like, catching up with you. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, what you been up to for the last 15 years?
Yeah, yeah. What you been up to for the past, you know, whatever plus years, but. Like, I just don't like that weird behavior. And I feel like weirdness is at an all-time high along with audacity. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're retrograding now every single fucking week. If the stars are not aligning. If, I don't know, the universe ain't universing. But people are just hella weird lately. I don't know. I can't even put my finger on it. But just weird, weird, weird.
I don't know. I've been seeing some wild shit on the internet.
You've been seeing some wild shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because I haven't even really, like, been on my phone like that. Like, I really, really haven't been on my phone lately. So, but then it's like when I go look or whatever, I see, like, weird shit. Weird shit.
Listen, before we started recording, guys, please don't judge me. I saw a porn video on Twitter of this girl with a big ass clit. Her, and I was so confused because I'm like, okay, it, like, the surrounding area looks feminine. It looks like a pussy, but she was fucking a fleshlight. So I'm like, okay. So I showed Dory and I'm like, is this a man or is this a woman? And she's like, no, it's just a woman with a big clit. And yeah. I'm like, that's a big clit. Her clit was so big, she was fucking a fleshlight. That was crazy. And I was super intrigued. And then I thought I said it to myself, but apparently I said it out loud. I was like, oh, let me bookmark this.
Sure did. She sure did. It's cool. I have some safe too. It's fine.
I was like, let me bookmark this. Yeah. All right. So we're going to get into the first topic, the first question, I guess. This was sent to me by Dory here. And it was a shade room question. That read, is it a red flag if you've been dating somebody for 4 to 5 months and don't know where they live, but they're always coming to your house?
Yes. It's a big red flag.
Why?
Because it could be so many things. The nigga could be homeless. He could be married. He could be a fugitive. Like, there is just so much out there that it's like, after, I don't know, I feel like after, if you don't at least get an invitation there, it's like, come on.
You didn't even get an invitation to the home.
Like, yo, how?
Like, can I at least, like,
know you have a home?
Yeah, can I at least come pick you up in the front of the building? Like, can you meet me downstairs?
Can you just show me the Con Ed bill and just let me see what's up? Can you point to your
window? Like, can you have a relative wave down at me from the window?
I just need to know that you are who you say you are.
Yeah, yeah. I need to see some sign of life of where you might possibly live. And let me just tell you something. If you don't tell me, I'm going to find out where you live.
That's a fact. And you don't want, right? Like, you don't want us to go looking, because we're not going to just look for one thing, because then you're going to see one thing and that one thing is going to lead to another. And then boom, next thing you know his entire family fucking tree and what they did and when they died and what they died of.
Yeah, I'm going to know your whole 23andMe family tree chart. So, you know, just volunteer the information. Say something like, I live with my mom. That's acceptable. I live with my mom, you know. Can't really come over my house, but whatever. But don't let me find out the information. Because then, like Dory said, we're going to fall down the rabbit hole of finding out more information that we initially needed to know.
Yep. And it's just going to end bad. It's just going to end so badly. Because now you just made her crazy. You just made her act in a crazy way, unnecessarily.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
It just opens a whole new can of worms.
I messed with someone that I never went to his house. He always came to my house. But I've always liked the whole coming to my house just because.
Convenient.
Yeah, it was convenient. It was comfortable, whatever. But even then, it still takes me some time to be like, yeah, you can come to my house. Like, we got to go on a few dates. And this guy had went on a few dates before. But he was kind of secretive about where he lived. I think he lived with people, but he didn't want to say because he was in his 40s. I think he was 42 at the time. Yeah, he was 42. And he didn't want to say. Thank God it didn't work out. So, because he was a fast comer. But, yeah, he was one of those.
Damn.
But, yeah, I think he lived. He might have been. Who knows? Listen, he might have been married. me and Dory was having this conversation, I think, like a week ago. If anyone's ever seen the movie, like, Good Luck Chuck. Who's the guy in the movie Good Luck Chuck? I know it's Jessica Alba. And it's,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I got that guy's name on the tip of my tongue, the actor.
I'm thinking Owen Wilson, but I don't know if it's him.
We're going to
find out. No, because it's a guy with dark hair.
Yeah, it's the guy from Employee of the Month.
I've never
seen him. Dane Cook. So the movie is Dane Cook and Jessica Alba. So it's called Good Luck Chuck. And basically in the movie, anybody that Dane Cook's, like any woman that Dane Cook dates in the movie, once he breaks up with them, the next guy they meet, they get married with. So me, I feel like every guy I date, whoever they fuck with after me, they have a baby.
She the baby whisperer.
Yo, for real. Like, oh, like the last three guys, they end up having a baby after me.
That's insane.
So if you're trying to get somebody pregnant, date me. Then date her after me, and then it'll probably happen for you.
How quickly you think that works? That little magic, how long you think it takes to work? Is it like a take you out on one date and then boom, it's going to happen?
No, I think sex needs to be involved. I think sex needs to be involved because that seems to be the issue. Well, that's what seems to happen.
Well, sex can happen on the first date.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I don't know. That I'm just saying that ironically, a baby is always involved after dealing with me for some reason, whatever. I don't know.
Maybe that's where the abundance comes from.
Maybe my vagina is like a
fountain
of fertility.
You bring abundance into people's lives.
Here we go. 222, abundance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or my vajayjay could be the fountain of fertility.
Lord, I'm sure some of those men already had some other kids.
Yeah. They did. They had kids already. So, all right. So, ladies, let us know, like, how long is a red, like, how long of dating a guy is too long to not know where he lives? Like, is it a red flag? Has it ever happened to you guys? Has that ever happened to you? Where a guy doesn't take you to his house, you don't know where he lives.
Well, because I have so many kids, I prefer to, like, go to their place. Mm-hmm. To get the fuck out of here. You know? Out of my area. Like, I want to go.
Have you ever visited a guy and he has his kid there? His kids are there? That's weird, no?
That's not weird.
No? I feel like it's weird. Like, I don't want to meet your kids for the first time when I'm going over to fuck daddy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that's, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't even want to fuck if your kid is in the house. I just don't. Like, can you tell the mom to have them for the night? I don't know how that works, but I feel.
Not like that, I tell you. Definitely not like that.
I feel like it's weird. Like, I'm loud and. Talker.
Listen, when there are kids involved, you just roll with it. You learn to hold that shit in. Because sometimes you have to.
I feel like that's gonna make me feel special. Like, oh, meeting his kid. Oh my God. Oh, he loves me. Meeting his kid. That's me being delusional?
Yes. Very much so. Sometimes it's just situational. I speak from experience.
Bitch just shot me down, burst my bubble.
I'm just, as a single parent,
how bad, like
you
how
learn bad, so much.
Yo, how bad you want the pussy that you're like, yo, man, I gotta introduce this bitch to my kid.
Bad enough.
I can't get rid of the kid. She just gonna have to meet my kid. Like, I wanna fuck. I wanna fuck this bad. Like, whatever. Have the kid sleep in the other room. I don't know. It's just weird for me because I'm like, unless we're gonna be together, like I don't want to meet your kids, you know, or at least if like
you're putting so much weight on it and it doesn't even matter.
That's what I'm saying. I guess because I don't have kids, so it's coming from a perspective of somebody who doesn't have kids.
I know you're making it like such a big deal, and it's not. I mean, you know, obviously you don't want to have like a revolving door of people, but you're not going to introduce every single person in your life as your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever you date. Like, you're not going to tell them, oh yeah, this is who I'm fucking.
Yo, kids be remembering. They be remembering shit. They'll be like, yo,
what happened to that lady with the red hair?
Yeah, daddy, remember when you used to have that girl coming over in the middle of the night? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not
like
in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Remember daddy used to put me to bed?
Yo, not for nothing. That was me.
And then remember you used to give me melatonin, daddy, when I didn't want to go to sleep?
Yo, that was me. When I first started dating or whatever, that was me. And I would sneak them into my room because my room has a separate entrance. So I would just sneak them into my room in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's very easy to sneak somebody in your room. Mm-hmm. Without anyone knowing.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh man. So yeah.
We don't do that anymore, guys. Just to put it out there.
Oh wait, so my homeboy, shout out to Uno. I met Uno, he was our engineer in our first studio when we first started the podcast. He was me and Lexi's engineer. We love Uno so much. Shout out to Uno. But he posted a video the other day on his Instagram, and I told him, I was like, Uno, I have to use this for the podcast, like this story. So he was telling a story. He recorded a video. He was telling a story about his homeboy that flew a girl out that he met on the internet. He flew her out. She was supposed to land in JFK that day. And the bitch fucking changed the itinerary, the flight itinerary, to land in Newark Airport. And ghosted him when she landed. Like, she just ghosted him once she took, like, she boarded the flight. Yo. And she landed. I don't know how he found out that she changed it to Newark. Maybe, I don't know, you could look up that information and shit like that online. I'm not too sure. Like, flight info and stuff.
Not specifically to a person. But maybe because it was on his credit card, that may have given him a little leeway. If there were any changes in pricing that were added on.
That's crazy. And she changed it and landed in Newark. And he was like, yo, PSA, stop flying these bitches out. He's like, there's so many bitches in New York. Like, you could go to New York, New Jersey. Why are you flying people out from different fucking states? And I never understood that, right? Like, I never understood the whole flying out thing until I became big on Twitter. And I've noticed that's a thing. Like, people really... I feel like Twitter is like a dating app. Like, people meet, they're fucking 900 miles apart. They meet, they fly out to the other state every couple of months, and that's how they do things. And like, that is a thing. That's a thing. Some people see it as you could potentially find somebody long term, and people see it like it's a way just to have some fun. Every couple of months or whatever, you know, you go to their city, they come to your city.
It's a way to have an open relationship by default.
There you go.
That's how I see it. I don't know. I mean, I guess now that I'm older, like, that doesn't bother me.
The whole long distance thing?
Yeah, like the long distance and having to like fly somewhere or whatever to see my person or whatever it may be.
So you're open to it, like if they fly you out, if they're willing to fly you out occasionally, or you fly them out to where you know, out here?
I mean, I would rather do like my state first, just in case, you know, because you just never know.
Oh yeah, facts.
So definitely we have to be here, But I don't know.
I guess that's a way too of
I guess I just
maintaining that, like, that space. I feel like space is space is important. Like, what happens to just being like 15, 20 minutes away kind of space? Like, not fucking 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Shit. I think that I don't know. I just feel like now, like, if I was, you know, whoever I would date or whatever, I would prefer for, you know, them to have their space and then I have my space, because I can't see you every day.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you both ways. Someone in your city.
Right.
What is a good amount of time to see someone? Like, how many days out of the week you're content with seeing your person?
Twice
a week?
Yeah. That's enough for me. I got too much other shit going on.
Okay, that's fair enough. And what about long distance? What would be ideal?
Every month.
Once a month at least?
Mm-hmm. 1 week and a month.
Now, would it have to be an open relationship long distance?
For me, I think I'd like where I'm at, I think it would have to be. But to be completely honest, if I'm committed to the person, I probably wouldn't even use that freedom anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it's like when you're not really looking for anything, like when you're happy and you're satisfied, then you're just happy and satisfied.
Yo, it's crazy though, because I'd be so weary about that. I'm weary about doing the whole, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of attractive guys on Twitter. There are a lot of attractive guys. There are a lot of funny guys and, you know, but I don't know. Like, I don't want to be your 718 bitch, you know what I mean? Like, and you got another bitch in 317 and 407.
All right.
Listen. And I'm just your 718 hoe. So Ludacris wasn't lying when he had that song, Area Codes.
Like Cali. The song. Isn't that the girl's name, Cali? The girl that sings that song? I got hoes in different area codes.
Oh yeah, but she got that from Luda. Yeah, same shit. I don't know, maybe one day I'll have that flying out experience, but
I
don't know. I've gotten asked before, like, if I'm open to be flown out and stuff, and I'm just like,
It's a safety issue.
Yeah, it is.
It's a safety issue.
I'm a true crime junkie. Like, I just...
Too many women have disappeared.
Yeah.
Look.
I'm cool if it's, like, a driving distance. You know what I mean?
Nah.
But to have to get on a plane...
I just feel like the first meeting should be done on my turf. That's really all it boils down to. I need to see what you're about. And even then, I don't know. I might bring somebody along when I come to you. Because, yo, nah, man. Like,
yo, you book your own room in the same hotel just in
case.
Yo,
that is a fact. Listen, my best friends, I know they would come. So it's like, come on now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have very little rules, but the little rules that I have are important.
The shit that trips me out, because I've seen, like, you know, stories of flying out stories that have gone bad on the internet, and the one that always kills me is when the guy spends all this money to get the girl out to his city, and then she doesn't want to put out, like, she doesn't want to have sex. She's like, I never told you I was gonna have sex with you, blah blah blah. But it's like, really? Like, those conversations are not had before you actually board the plane.
Right.
Because, like, first things first, I want to know what that dick is looking like before I get on that plane.
That's a fact.
I need to
have at least had phone sex or something. Pictures, videos,
FaceTime.
All of it.
Yeah, FaceTime sex, videos. Like, I need you to bust it open for me before I get on that plane. I'm sorry. Like, hell no. I want to see everything. I want to see every little nook and cranny of your shit before I get on that plane.
I don't want to be that thorough.
I want to be able to zoom in and see the pores on your balls. Like, What is that? Is that a pimple? Like, what? What is that? Hold on.
Like, is that herpes?
Have you gotten that checked out in the last month or so?
I can't stand you. Oh, my God.
I want to see all of that, baby, before I get on that fucking plane. Dead ass.
Oh, man. Listen.
Yeah, shout out to Uno again. He was so mad at his boy. He was like, yo, I told him I was gonna get on the internet and I was gonna tell this story and I was gonna clown him because why the fuck are you paying for fucking bitches to come to your city? Be it for their flight and all that. And I'm like,
right, with all the people in New York, you know how over fucking populated New York City is?
It's a melting pot. You got all types of women, all flavors, all sizes, like everything in New York. Everything. Why? I think the New York men are getting tired of us. I think that's what it is.
I think so. I think, I don't know, maybe this newer generation is a little more aggressive than we were. I see it.
They're sick of us. They're sick of our aggressiveness. They're going, you know what they're doing? They now heading south and looking for those southern women. You know, the southern women are equivalent to the Dominican women in New York. The southern women are equivalent to the Dominican.
How is that a thing?
Okay, I'm going to break it down. So, you know the Dominican women, right? When a man comes into their establishment, they are all about that man. Hi, papi. Oh, what do you need? What is it? Like, they just make you feel so good, so welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, southern women are also the same. Like, they're like, hi, honey. Hi, sugar. Like, all smiling.
Listen, I love me a southern accent.
So, they treat their men the way Dominican women treat their men. Like, very lovable, very humble, very soft, very... Men love that shit. They eat that shit the fuck up. They love to get treated that way. So, when a New York man goes to the South... And he gets treated that way. He come back home to New York to the fucking woman that's like, yo, dead ass. Like, yo, I'm not playing with you. Boom, 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 whatever. He's like, fuck my life. Like, start flying these bitches up north. I'm going to start looking for these southern women and flying them up here.
It's so crazy. Like, it's crazy how much your perspective changes after you've been through, I don't know, half of your life, like you said. Right? Because it's like...
Drastically.
There's so much that just does not matter now. There is so much that doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't. For real.
Like, yo, it was hard to get me, like, really pissed off before. And now it's just, I think it's worse.
No, I still get mad at the same.
I don't know. Or maybe, I don't know, I feel like some days I'm a little angrier than others. Yeah. Like today, for example.
I'm angry all the time. No, listen, I'm joking.
Today, somebody texted me something stupid, and I just got so mad. And I was just like, why do you feel entitled to my time? Like, I barely know you.
Oh, God. That's so annoying.
Yeah, like, the fuck? I met you like 2 weeks ago. Like, we're cool at work, but what the fuck? Why are you texting me like this?
I feel like everything is so black and white. And that's why for so many people, it seems like there's no pleasing women. But it's because you either get a man that's just too much too soon, or you get a man that's just nothing ever. That's just emotionally unavailable all the time. So it's very black
and white.
Some great
options, huh?
Yeah, you can never just meet someone right in the middle where it's like, at least they're going with the flow. They're showing they're interested. They're consistent, you know? They check off most of your boxes, but they also, you know, want things to happen organically the way you do. And it just flows so easy. It just doesn't happen that way. It just starts off... off the back, like, yeah, I like you. But then they never make plans, never say, oh, let's hang out. If they do, like, let's hang out in my car. The fuck? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's never just like, I don't know. It's never hold like, on. Let's hang out less as friends. It's always something else attached to it or something. I can't.
All right. So listen to this. A while ago, like, I don't know. like early 2022, I want to say. I met this guy on Facebook dating. And he's cool and whatever. But every time he hits me up, it's like when are we going to fuck? It's like that. Which I wouldn't really mind so much. But then he just does too much. And then he says, I'm coming over to your house on a Wednesday at 6 p.m. Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me.
You've never hung out with him?
Yeah, we did. Okay. I'm like, on a Wednesday at 6? Like, I got a house full of kids. I got to make dinner. I got whatever fucking activity or appointment they have that day. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's no for me. See?
Yeah, and then when I, you know, pointed all of that out, he was like, your car with a question mark?
What?
So then I just stopped replying. That's when I stopped replying because what? How old are we?
Let me tell you.
Car sex is fun when you're out having fun with somebody and it's spontaneous, not when it's planned.
Not only that, like, some men are just so thirsty for the pussy that they will do it wherever, whatever, like, any chance they get you alone, wherever it's at. Like, if it's a fucking Chipotle bathroom, they'll fuck you. Like, if they can get you alone, if they can get that time to fuck you, whatever, they're going to do it. No, I remember one time someone asked me in a park, my man, it's cold. It's winter time. No, I'm not fucking you in a park. What do I look like?
Yeah,
like,
do I in give, a park?
Do I give hood rat vibes? Like, that I'm gonna go to
not
a
anymore.
Park?
Maybe back in the day.
No, listen. Even then, I'm a lady. I'm a fucking lady. You take me to a tally.
Don't be a lady. Be a legend. Stevie Nicks.
I'm a lady. Take me to a hotel room like a real whore. You know?
You know, I feel like that's such a... Well, I don't know. I always felt like that was such a New York thing to do.
Oh, my God. How's it? You're because not from New York and you never fucked on a park bench.
No, not the park bench. The tellies.
My bad.
Like, there's tellies everywhere. But I don't know. I always felt like we didn't have a choice but to get a telly. Because New York is so fucking crowded and you live with six other people. So it's like...
Yo, have you ever seen people fucking on the subway?
I don't think so. I have.
Yeah,
once.
I did once, though. Yeah, I seen a girl giving head on the train. Oh, man. Good time.
It was probably me before you met me.
You are dead. Hell no, I've never.
Six train?
Yo, you remember? Yo, I remember, like, I think it was probably like 10 years ago, maybe more. The whole, I think when YouTube was really coming up, so it might have been more than 10 years ago. On the six train when the two girls went viral because they were sucking, like, dick on the six train.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and that's the first time I could remember seeing memes. Because they started creating memes and they were showing like the six train and it was like packed with men, like even men on top of the train.
Oh, God.
They were like, damn, this is what the Bronx women are doing on the six train, like sucking dick.
Come on now.
That was the first time that I remember really seeing like memes. It was when that happened.
I loved public sex when I was younger. There was just, no, there's so much. I don't know.
I love that shit still.
That thrill. Yeah, I know. But see, back
but
then.
But it depends
where you are.
I feel
like it was easier back then.
Yeah, it depends where you are. Like, if I'm on vacation somewhere, I would want to do it. Like, I don't know these people. You know, they're never going to see me again or whatever. Like, that's cool. If I'm away somewhere, a different city or whatever, different country. But
not like at your local park?
Nah, not like in my neighborhood. Like, God, the chances of running into someone I know, imagine? Hell no. And then everybody like pulls their phone out and records everything nowadays. So I'm
butt-ass naked ass
all over social media.
That may have happened a few weeks ago.
Wait, somebody pulled out their phone and was recording you?
I'm not sure. And I was drunk and so was he.
be gone.
But, you know, my like my car door was open. And
Were there a lot of people?
I don't remember nothing. I don't
you just know that there's a possibility there might be a video.
Yeah, I mean, at least that's what he said. I have my back turned. I was sucking dick. I didn't care about who was behind me.
I'm so dead.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
All right. Let me see. I got something else for y'all, I'm sure. Oh, this one is very, very interesting. Okay. So this is about a woman who slept with over 300 people.
Man.
In 1 year. And she shares how many she has planned to sleep with in 2024. Oh, Lord. I'm actually going to pull up the article because I have the article saved on here. Jesus Christ.
Lord. How old is this girl? In her 20s? Early 20s, I think.
I'm going to read right now. All right. So Annie Knight, the woman who slept with over 300 people in 2023, has revealed her goal for this year. Annie Knight earned her title of Australia's most sexually active woman after she slept with 300 people in a single year. Knight has revealed she wants to be her 300 people achievement in 2023 by sleeping with 365 people in 365 days in 2024.
Well, it doesn't say men. It says people. So I don't know.
So she's taking down men, women,
transgenders. Hopefully not children.
Oh, God, please, no. Please. Lord, have mercy. Please, no.
Gosh.
That'll be crazy. That bitch should be a criminal real quick.
It didn't say how old she was?
No, it didn't say how old she was.
She looked young, though.
She looked kind of, yeah, she looked young. She's trying to get all that shit out of her system. You can imagine, you probably become so desensitized to sex after that many people.
Right, because it's just like, oh, it's so constant. And it's, I mean, not that there's a problem with constant, but I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I just don't really see it happening. Because, like, what about when you're having a bad day that you really don't want to have sex?
That's 65 more people. And I also have another question. She can just use the same 300 people she used the year before and just find 65 new more people.
She could. Well, who knows? She might have those 65 tucked away from previous years.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what she was might just have
one. Yeah, I would just have like this one really big vacation, and I think that's what I would do.
Ooh, I
rent out an entire hotel.
I wonder how many of those were orgies.
Right. So it's just like you just have a big ass vacation with your 360 people, and you fuck who you want, where you want, when you want.
And I wonder how many of those 365 will actually be sexual intercourse. Because, you know, fellatio is considered sex. Mm. Eating pussy is considered sex.
I guess.
So just, is it actually sexual intercourse or just sexual act? I wonder. No, I think it's sexual sex. She got that face like she like to fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, fucking young white girls don't be playing. Yo,
y'all can they really like, take some dick. Like, y'all get pounded.
Y'all like some teenage boys. Fuck. They horny like teenage boys. I really want to know the difference between... I want to, like, talk to a man. Because I know a couple of guys that, like, really fucked around with white women. And one of my homeboys, actually, I did ask him one time, like, yo, what's the difference between fucking, like, a white... Well, he's fucked a white woman, a black woman, Spanish woman. And I'm like, what's the difference? He's like, yo, white women do anything. They do it all. Like, they do whatever the fuck you tell them. They don't hesitate. They don't be like, nah, I don't like that. Like, they don't give a fuck what you do to them.
I have a problem with that.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, nah. So they like porn star fuck. Wait, see, this is when we would end up fighting because there's just not whatever. At some point you're gonna piss me off and I'm gonna be like, all right, Jah, like enough, nigga, like enough.
Like, look, you got that shit all over my hair.
Like it's everywhere.
Got that shit in my eyes. Shit burns. Like I can't see. Blind now. Shit, you ever got it come in your eye?
Yeah,
that shit burns. It didn't burn you? Is that not a thing? No, I'm concerned. I'm like, is that not a thing?
It didn't burn me.
That shit burned my eye, bitch.
I don't know. Mm-mm. Maybe you had pink eye.
My eye was red. Like, I washed it off, but it was, you know, it was burning. I remember it for sure. My eye was burning. I remember one of my good blouse I had was ruined. So the guy wanted to grab it and just, like, come in it. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like...
Damn. Why you like, now that? You gotta keep my blouse.
Yeah. That's gotta go in the fucking garbage. Like, that shit ain't never gonna come out. And if it does come out, like, every time I wear it, I'm gonna think about his ass. Like, I'm gonna all over my damn shirt. But
maybe that was the goal for him.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Something to remember me by forever. Like Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, the dress. Ooh, the blue. It was a blue dress, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I have a rad ass friend. Our friend gonna snitch on her. You're a bitch.
That was not her friend.
A bitch ass. It's a hater because she wasn't sucking the president's dick. Yeah. Who's gonna say no to sucking? Like, the only president I would say no is Joe Biden's old ass. He probably will fall asleep in the middle of the night.
Nah, listen. Yo, don't talk about my man.
This bitch don't got some talk. Weird kink for old president dick here. Sleepy ass Joe.
No, I don't have a kink for old president dick. I have a kink for Joe Biden. What, like, yo. Listen, when Joe puts them shades on and that little crooked smile, listen, it just does something to me.
Joe, you know? Biden puts those shades on because he's sleeping, bitch.
I don't care.
He's fucking sleeping.
He needs some excitement in his life.
He's at the fucking press conference. His eyes are closed behind those shades and he don't know where he's at. He don't know what year he's in. He doesn't know what's going on. He probably don't remember his wife. Poor Dr. Biden. Like,
I wouldn't say poor Dr. Biden. She's a white woman. She probably got her fill.
And she's so inappropriate. Is like she is. I mean, as in, like, what do they call it when you just, oh my God, I can't even think of it. Like, when she said the whole she was talking about Cinco de Mayo, and she was talking about, I think, burritos, and she just said it all wrong.
Oh, yeah. She fucked that up real good.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, but if you can, all right.
It's because that's what's acceptable here now. It's like you see it in TVs and movies. It's so common that a lot of people believe that that's really what it is if they're not around that.
All right, so gun to your head. If you had to suck one president's dick, a former president, whose dick would it be?
Oh, man, only one? Only one?
I just can't. I could personally only think of one if I had to, like, gun to my head and I had to get down on my knees.
Well, a gun to your head kind of, it puts the pressure, like, that you don't want to do it. I want to do it.
I don't just want to suck president dick, like, unless you're gonna just no taxes ever for me. Like, I never have to pay taxes and shit, then hell yeah, fuck it, I'm going all in, like, throw go. But
I don't know, I just know that
it's Biden, isn't it?
It's not Biden. It would not be Biden. If I had to only pick one, I would go either with Clinton or Kennedy.
What happened to my man Obama?
Obama's there too, but he's not my first pick.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Obama.
I like Obama too. I think he's fucking great. I would marry Obama.
You just ain't sucking his dick.
Obama's not giving a Mary.
It's the guy you married. Now whose man you sucking dick in the car? Like,
right. I don't see him doing that.
Clinton, I have to say, probably would be like number two. Number one is definitely Obama. I feel like he got so much swag. I love him. He was president, like, he was just
I know.
Yeah, he was sauce, on the swag, BDE, that alpha. shit that I love. Yeah, definitely Obama. I'm throwing Obama.
Yeah.
Throat Obama.
Oh, no. JFK is more like a, you know whose dick I would like to see? Abe Lincoln. I want to see what it was like back then.
I feel like
that's really old dick. 1700s yeah, dick.
I wonder like if there's a difference between like 1700 dick to like 2000s dick. Like the evolution of penis. You know what I mean?
But that's exactly why. Like I want to see what it was like back then.
I feel like they were ugly and scrawny and very meaty, like in just too much skin. I don't know.
It's because they weren't circumcised.
Yeah, yet. It's 1700s dick is giving like a lot of skin, scrawny,
and a lot of hair.
A lot of hair.
Oh,
and like saggy balls. I don't know.
Oh, well, saggy balls aren't bad.
They're not, but like I mean, saggy like you accidentally sit on them or something. Like you sit on your own balls type shit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to see it. Just see it.
You know what's crazy? Like back then, you know, phones didn't exist. And
right. There was no phones. There was no, there wasn't a lot of hygiene.
Yeah. So those poor women, oh my God, we have come a long way, us women.
No, for real.
We get to see what you're working with beforehand. Back then, like
those big poofy dresses, heavy as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like you had to walk around in that shit. Imagine living
in the corsets, the tight corset.
Yeah, imagine living in fucking what, Colombia or DR or something in that fucking shit.
Yeah,
like
they had a lot of stinky sex.
Oh, that's why syphilis was really big for like ever. The first real STD was syphilis.
Yeah, they wasn't using condoms. Men weren't using condoms back then. Like they were raw dogging everyone.
Everything
was getting raw dogged. Like that wasn't safe for anyone special. Everyone could get
sorry.
Yeah. That's why they had a lot of like different families and shit too.
That's when my people picked it up from and then perfected it.
I believe it, honey. I believe it.
Listen, if there's anybody out there who can cheat, it's a Dominican man. That nigga got it down. Like, it's just, he's born with that skill. He doesn't even have to, like, work on it too hard. He just got to ask his dad, like, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
I feel like Dominican dads, like when their sons reach a certain age, like they have that talk with them.
I agree.
They have that,
definitely agree.
And I think that age might be like 8, 9. They sit down and talk to their kid like, all right, listen, son. Your first encounter may or may not be with the babysitter. Might. My strong might, because every Dominican man I know lost his virginity to the damn babysitter.
Oh my God, that's so creepy.
I know it is. Ew. It's very creepy. We don't condone any of that bullshit here, but for, you know, joking purposes, of course. Yeah, they lost their virginity to the babysitter. So I feel like Dominican dads really have those talks with their sons. It's just a way of life for them. Like, we're not trying to trash you guys or talk bad about you guys, but you know that deep down inside, we're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are the best at cheating and lying.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. That's why I stay away from them usually.
I'm here just, like, I'm really deep in thought about, like, 1700s sex, dick, and pussy and all that.
I don't, no, thank you.
Damn. The women had to just take whatever they got. Let's bring
it back to Clinton. Come on, let's bring it back to Clinton.
They had to get whatever they could on the first lady. The women.
Like,
the women was little, scrawny, like, oh, I can't.
But the good thing about it is that because they waited to get married, it didn't matter. Because if that's all you know, it's all you know.
Right, and they had a different view on, like, marriage. Because marriage for back then was more of to, like, to procreate and carry the family name and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the traditional.
Yeah.
Traditional way of living, I guess. All right. So you sucking Clinton dick?
I would love Obama to. I still would his old ass.
Yeah.
Call Clinton me, baby.
Is old now.
Oh, no. I am not soliciting.
He's still married to Hillary, right? They're still together.
I think so. I don't know.
I think they are.
Who cares?
She didn't leave him after that.
Right, exactly. Why would she leave him now?
Because they're old. She's doing her own thing. Like, fuck you. I don't need you.
Exactly. But they don't have to be divorced for that. They're rich.
That's true.
They do what they want regardless.
Right. That doesn't stop. One monkey don't stop the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Appearances are too important to them because of who they have been.
Yeah.
So divorce is not a good look.
Yeah.
No matter how progressive we get. They're older is how they see things.
We're going to stick it out and be miserable together, but we're going to be together to the end.
Exactly.
Lord.
That's how you know, man. That's how you know when you got your person. When you just go through the bullshit and then you kind of encourage each other's bullshit.
Yo, this is what I was saying the last episode. People ain't willing to do that shit. They want it to be easy all the time. They want it to be smooth sailing. And that's not realistic at all.
It's not.
Not at all.
It's really not. You know, guys, I had a conversation like this with my daughter today. She's 9. She just turned 9. And she's been beefing with her friends. And I had this really nice conversation with her today where I was telling her, like, you just can't, you know, it's not always going to be easy. You know, friendships, they require work, just like relationships, you know. And I think that that's a lesson that a lot of people need to hear, or, I don't know, somebody got to fucking tell you, because what the fuck? Right?
No, yeah, it's true.
Somebody got to fucking tell you, like, mm-hmm. You can't. Shit isn't always going to be easy, and it just, you just got to find the person that you doesn't make you want to kill yourself when you're with them.
Jesus. That's so extreme. You not want to jump off the GW bridge. Like,
yeah, like, there's crazy. I saw this thing that said, que hay loca donde quiera. You just got to find your loca and, like, sit down or whatever. It was in Spanish. It was like, there's crazy people everywhere. You just got to find one crazy person, the one crazy person you like the most.
It's like when they say, yeah, I'm not looking for perfect. I'm just looking for the person that's perfect for me.
I really feel that, though, because I know that I'm not easy. I know that, you know, I come with baggage and, you know, like, I know what I come with, but I also know what I can offer. And I don't know. I feel like that's a kind of like a relatable thing, feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's true. We're all different. We can't just be all cookie cutter.
And we're getting old. We're getting old.
We're getting old and irritable.
Yes,
and
we
less
are.
Tolerant of
less tolerant of bullshit.
Of stupidity, of conversations, of pointless shit.
Oh, pointless conversations.
That too.
Yeah.
We're getting too old for that. Just say what you need or what you want, and, you know, it is
what
it is.
We'll take it from there. And if you with it, you with it. If you not, let's not waste time and just keep it moving. That's it.
I know. I feel like people have this, like, pressure to kind of, like, pretend or keep going with something that they're failing at. And it's just, like, just move on.
I guess it's the not wanting to fail.
I guess. Maybe the challenge. Mm-hmm. I think some people are just too afraid. I really do think so. I feel like a lot of people are afraid to live a life where it's for them, where they do what they want and only what they want.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, fear holds so many people back.
Absolutely. Afraid to be their true selves. And that's mostly because of society and the judgment they place on people that live a certain way, live their lives a certain way. So much judgment.
Stop being so judgy. Yeah. You're not all Virgos.
Wow. They caught a stray. It's Pisces season, okay? Virgos are our opposite. are zodiac opposite.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said we're compatible with them, but I don't know, because I'd be wanting to choke them out.
I don't know. My son's a Virgo. I love him to death, but he is judgy.
Most of them are. All right, man, we're going to wrap it up. Any last words?
Yeah. Don't. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby mama.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
And happy 222 day.
Happy 222. 222. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dory. Thank you for my balloon. I love them. I've told her that I've never had balloons this big. It's so crazy. But I've always wanted them. And yeah. So thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast this week's episode. Let us know what you guys think. Again, follow us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. Drop a comment, rate, review, share it to all your peoples. You guys already know. Tune in next week. Yeah. Take a shot for me, guys, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.